The Obama administration has endorsed a proposal that would eventually allow gays and lesbians to serve openly in the military. House lawmakers and a Senate committee are expected to vote later this week on a measure to repeal the 17-year-old policy of don't ask, don't tell. The change would not take effect until the Pentagon completes a review of how to implement the new policy. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama cheered gay rights activists with his State of the Union speech back in January. He renewed his campaign promise to undo the 1993 ban on gays in the military. But since it was Congress that imposed the ban, he said it was up to Congress to make the change.
This year, I will work with Congress and our military to finally repeal the law that denies gay Americans the right to serve the country they love because of who they are. It's the right thing to do.
For its part, Congress has been waiting for the administration to take the lead. The Defense Secretary and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff have both told lawmakers they support allowing gays to serve openly in uniform. But they've also cautioned against moving too quickly. Defense Secretary Robert Gates urged lawmakers in a letter last month not to rewrite the law until the Pentagon has finished its own study on how to implement the change. That study's due to be finished in December. Last week, the veterans group the American Legion wrote to lawmakers warning against a change in Don't Ask, Don't Tell. At a minimum, the Legion's Craig Roberts said Congress should follow Gates' advice and wait for the Pentagon's review.
What we're simply asking is that the commission be allowed to report on what findings they come up with before any change in policy is enacted.
But some lawmakers are determined to act now. The Senate Armed Services Committee is set to reconsider the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy this week as it weighs the defense authorization bill, and a similar measure could come up for a vote on the House floor. Lawrence Korb is a former assistant defense secretary, now with the Obama-friendly think tank, the Center for American Progress. He supports a compromise that would have lawmakers repeal the ban on gays in the military now, but give the Pentagon leeway to implement the change after its study is complete.
What would happen is it would be up to the executive branch, and then the Secretary of Defense could say, okay, the ban's been repealed, but I'm not going to, we're going to leave this policy in place until I complete my study on the 1st of December.
The White House publicly endorsed that strategy late today after a meeting with gay rights activists. Budget Director Peter Orszag wrote in a letter to lawmakers, the compromise meets the critical need of allowing the military to help shape the implementation process. Even so, legislative action now, before the Pentagon study's complete, is sure to be controversial.
I call it the strategy of don't wait, don't think, just vote for whatever.
Elaine Donnelly heads the nonprofit Center for Military Readiness, which opposes gays in the military. She thinks the timing of this week's votes is politically motivated.
The president and many of the advocates of gays in the military are well aware that there is a window of opportunity that could close after the November election.
Critics of repeal say with the country fighting two wars, this is no time to conduct what they call a social experiment on the military. But advocates for repeal also point to military necessity to make their case. With the armed services stretched thin, they argue, no one who wants to serve ought to be turned away. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.